وَمَنْ قَطَعَنِي قَتَعَهُ اللَّهِ. And that person that cuts off, severs me, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sever him, cut him off from his mercy. Such a serious thing. Just yesterday I went to visit one person, and he's telling me that it seems as though, a very sick person, he's telling me it seems as though that my own family has abandoned me. It feels that nobody's got time to come visit. And when you're sick and you're old, then that's the time you hope and you look for people to come and visit you. But it feels as though your own family has abandoned me. I'm not sure if I have done something wrong. And I gave him a little bit of consolement that in today's time, everyone is in their own world. Everyone is in their own world. Sometimes close family also forgets that the person is sick and he needs or she needs some type of attention. So this is why this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is so great. The person should go out and see. Many times there are people who are not well in the family, or they're going through some financial problem, they're going through some difficulties. Just that one visit or that one phone call, it means so much to them. And besides just meaning something to them, just this hadith telling us how close this is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by a person taking that extra step, that extra mile, that extra effort of phoning or messaging or emailing, whatever it is, to try and keep contact, the person might be far away. But just that extra step, then he's getting this dua of this rahim, of this maintenance of ties, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala maintain you, join you to His mercy, like how you took that extra step, that extra effort to join me and keep up my ties. May Allah join you and keep you up with His rahmat. Such a beautiful dua it makes. Today's hadith, an Ummul Mu'mineen, Maymuna bint al-Harith radiyallahu anha, annaha i'taqat walidatan walam tasta'adhin al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Maymuna radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Ummul Mu'mineen meaning the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she had freed a slave, a female slave, but she hadn't made mashura with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Walam tasta'adhin al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She hadn't asked permission. This hadith that we're going to do, it's a short hadith, but a very beautiful hadith. It teaches us how important it is to make mashura. In everything we do, we should make mashura. Even if it's a deen, or I'm going somewhere, I can just go without making any type of mashura. And many times it happens such that person is owing people much money. He's owing people money, and the next thing you hear, he's gone for umrah, or he's gone for some nafil hajj or something. And those people that are waiting for the payment, they're not getting the payment. Where the man is gone, he's gone for umrah. In his mind, he's thinking that I'm doing something good. I'm doing something that is rewarding. So I don't need to ask anybody for permission. I don't need to make mashura out anybody. I can just go. So here, this wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, she had freed a slave. And freeing a slave, we know in Islam, there's a lot of reward for it. In fact, Islam encourages so much the freeing of slaves that if a person happens to make zihar by mistake, or he tells his wife that you are like the back of my mother, in other words, you are haram on me like how my mother is haram on me. Now if a person wants to get back to his wife, one of the things he has to do is he has to free a slave. Or if a person takes an oath and he breaks an oath, so Islam, one of the things a person has to do is to free a slave. Obviously there are other options if there are no slaves, like today's time, there's no slavery. There isn't such a thing. So, but Islam would always encourage freeing of slaves. One person came up to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and he told him that I had lost my cool and I had slept this slave of mine. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him and encouraged him that free him. Free this person because of what you have done. So this shows that Islam encourages, and the way Sahaba would treat their slaves was much, much better than we can even think. So that idea of slavery isn't the idea of what the West, a person would be jailed and in prison, but they would look after them, they would teach them deen, they would take full care of them, they would sometimes look after them better than they would look after themselves. So anyway, she, the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, thinking it to be a good deed, she immediately freed without asking Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فَلَمَّا كَانَ يَوْمُهَا الَّذِي يَدُورُ عَلَيْهَا فِيهِ. When it was her turn, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had all his wives, he would take turns. When it was her turn for Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam to come by her, قَالَتْ أَشَعَرْتَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِنِّي اِعْتَقْتُ وَلِيدَتِي. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came, now she's informing him, that she says, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, do you know that I have freed this slave woman that I had? قَالَ أَوَفَعَلْتِ. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, did you really do this? قَالَتْ نَعَمْ. She said, yes. قَالَ أَمَا إِنَّكِ لَوْ أَعْطَيْتِهِ أَخْوَالَكْ كَانَ أَعْظَمَ لِأَجْرِكِ. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam told her, if you had only given it to your family members, if you had only given it to your maternal uncles, If you had given it to your maternal uncles, it would have been more rewarding for you, because this was a thing that would have been more of benefit. Like how we did the hadith of Abu Talha radiallahu an, when he came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told him that give this orchard to your family members, because at that time they were in need, they needed that assistance. In this case, in this situation, it would have been better for you if you had given it to your maternal uncles, it would have been more benefit for you. So as I mentioned, that this hadith shows that sometimes in dini matters also, we should make mashura, there's a lot of benefit. Sometimes we think something is good, but they may be better. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, one day he was inspecting the horses of jihad. And we know that to inspect the horses of jihad is an ibadat in itself, is an amal that is praiseworthy. But it so happened that because of his preoccupation, some amal that he would make every day, some mamulat he had, he missed that. The ayat of the Quran comes, حَتَّى تَوَارَتْ بِالْحِجَابِ. Until the sun had set, now he realized, every day I would do something, I would make a certain type of ibadat, whatever it is, salat or tilawat, whatever ibadat he would do to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he missed it at that day. So what he did, رُدُّوهَا عَلَيْهِ, he instructed that all his horses that I was inspecting, send them back to me. فَطَفِقَ مَسْحًا بِالسُّوقِ وَالْأَعْنَاقِ, he slaughtered all of them. He said, this was the thing that stopped me from doing the thing that was better. Although it was an ibadat, but there was something better that I could have done. I could have finished that amal that I would have finished and did this in some other time. So from here we learn something, a point or an aspect that is called ghairat in tasawwuf. There are things that a person can do which is better. Not to say that one thing, one action is not good. One action is good, but there are other actions that are better. So therefore to know which is the best action, a person has to try and make mashura. Speak to the ulama ikram, ask them that what should I be doing at this moment, this time, and they would guide a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.